What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's Wednesday. We talk about uplifting and positive news to make your day better. We do that on Monday and Wednesdays. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change for the better. This is usually the point where we talk about our t-shirts, but we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about what we did last Friday. Tim, what did we do last Friday?
Man, check this out. We gave out 120 backpacks, and we gave out, on top of that, those 120 backpacks had school supplies in them. We gave out another 120 basically sets of school supplies. We had paper, pencils, pens, erasers, folders. I mean, we were just doing everything we can. And on top of that, we had like a little carnival at U.S. Grant High School on the south side of Oklahoma City. We had a little concert going out there with the OKC Cypher crew who performed. And then our boy Fresh came out there and performed a song that just came out on the radio for him. I mean, it was an amazing time. I think you were out there doing push-ups with the football team, weren't you, JP?
Yeah, I was making them a little kids show. I was embarrassing those little kids.
Positive Truth came out there and we showed up. You know, our main man JoJo, I believe you got a recap video that we're going to be posting to our Facebook page pretty soon, so make sure you guys are looking out for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun time. We had two stands set up, we got new t-shirts, we gave a couple away, sold a couple. Realized it's really hot in Oklahoma.
For sure. By 11 o'clock, man, I was almost passed out.
Literally, he's not exaggerating.
Yeah, at the end of it, we were talking about like, yeah, we're going to record this day, record that day. I'm bent over on my knees like, guys, like breathing so hard. I just can't believe it was that bad for me, man. I need to make sure I eat and drink plenty of water from now on.
Well, Tim, you need to sit still and stop running everywhere. Let me describe Tim for everyone that wasn't there. I show up. I'm a little late. It's like 7:50 when I get there. Tim's going, like, they had the Carnival of Games kind of set up. Edna, Tim's wife, who was the boss the whole time, the real boss. Let's just be real. They also did the most work. She was pointing everyone around, and Tim's just running back and forth, like, running, like, for real. Like, there's no stopping. And then at 8, he's like, all right, everybody, we're going to go do our run. And all your track students were like, you already made us run 6 miles. And you're like, I don't care. So then they go run in this, like, who knows, 85, 90 degree heat in Oklahoma at like 8 o'clock. Then we did basketball. Then we did football. Then JP ruined the Positive Truth with this gauntlet run. I'm sorry, team.
We did lose our competition against the U.S. Grant coaches. We were in first place until JP's leg.
As someone who's never put on football stuff before, and the football coach cheating.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Coach Lev, he out there, he took his shoes off on us. It was a good time, man. I had a really good time. JP did dunk on some kids, too, by the way. Let's throw that one out there, because JP's an athlete. He likes to, you know, be modest and all and be real humble, but he's an athlete, and he can jump pretty high. And from what I understand, he rose up and then dunked on a couple high school kids out there.
To be fair, I did not have my basketball shoes on, so this is when the goal was like 8 feet.
It was still fun, man. We're definitely going to do some more events like that. You know, it was our first one that we threw through the Positive Truth, and the positive feedback afterwards was amazing. The Facebook statuses, the pictures people were uploading, people I didn't even know were commenting on it and saying, you know, it's just awesome to see people giving back to the community for a change, and I just thought that was so awesome. Did you got that picture I sent you, JP? I had one little kid. This girl got a backpack for her little brother and sent me a picture through Snapchat and said, he won't take off his backpack. Thank you guys so much. And to me, it just made my heart feel so warm.
Yeah, I didn't think we would give away all 120 backpacks at first, because it was just like we had so many backpacks, and at 8 a.m. there weren't that many people there.
Right.
And then at like 11:30, like, shout out to Liz Villa, can I get a backpack? I'm like, there's none left. They're gone. You should have woke up early. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of phone calls and Facebook messages around 2 o'clock asking if we had anything left. And I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. We ran out of everything.
So, yeah, shout out to all the volunteers that helped. Shout out to all the water and bananas and food that we underestimated that we needed. Could not believe we ran out of water. Shout out to everyone that gave out prizes.
All the local restaurants for sure.
Shout out to all the Cypher crew and Fresh for performing for the kids, positive hip hop for the positive community. Shout out to the volunteers that did more work than me and Tim. Let's just be honest, me and Tim were having fun.
True story.
Shout out to the principals at U.S. Grant that didn't want us to do this. They didn't want us to give back, but we were like, screw them. We're still going to do this. Shout out to the dance people that came up to us and were like, hey, you need to pass out flyers for our event afterwards. And I was like, no. And Tim's positive self was like, yeah, I'll do it.
All I did was hand it to one of my athletes. I was like, hey, pass these out. That's all I did.
You're not going to support our event, but you're going to tell us to hand out flyers for yours?
It was pretty funny, though.
Tim, all super positive, running around, literally running. Oh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's go, JP. Gone. I'm like, no, what? No, Tim, no.
I low-key did that like 4 times. All right, let's go. I said that to somebody, take off jogging, and then I lost who I was with. I'm like, well, I got to quit running around.
And lastly, and we'll finally get some positive news stories, shout out to JP and Tim embarrassing themselves at Zumba.
Yo, hey, I had a good time doing that, man. I was exhausted after like 30 seconds of doing it too, by the way.
I mean, it wasn't tiring. It was like one of those Wii Fit games, except you didn't have the directions, so you didn't know where the Zumba person was going to go. And so you ended up looking like really uncoordinated. I was like, this is not fun. It's like 90 degrees out here. And I don't know which direction you're going in next. And so I'm over here all wrong-footing everything. And I'm like, oh, they're recording this. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go just dunk on some more high school kids.
Yeah, you were wearing a black t-shirt, though. You had the Black Positive True shirt on there that day, for sure. It was way too hot to be wearing black. A couple of you guys had the Black Positive Truth t-shirts on. I'm out there with the little gray one that shrunk in the washer, or shrunk in the dryer on me, but I was rocking it. I knew for a fact I wasn't going to go out there and wear a black t-shirt that day. I don't know what you guys were thinking.
The black ones look fresh, man, and we just got new ones.
That's true. That is true. I low-key wanted to wear one of the new ones, but I was like, nah, I'm not about to do this to myself. I'm already running around as it is. That sun would just attack me.
You know it, Tim. Anything else on the our own uplifting positive news story?
I think that's about it, man. Thank you guys to everybody that showed up and got a backpack and came out and hung out with us. I mean, it was a really good time, and hopefully we can get bigger and better.
You know it, Tim. We got 7 positive news stories. We've wasted 8 minutes talking about ourselves. Let's get to it.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and go all the way to La Marquise, Texas. That's where my first news story was at. A local charity donated $92,000 towards treatment for veterans suffering from PTSD. Excuse my language, but it's all good because I'm about to say the name of the local charity. It's called the Big Ass Crawfish Bash Foundation. Based in La Marquise, Texas. So basically what they wanted to do 3 years ago, they decided, hey, we want to raise money, you know, to help with veterans that have PTSD. So the first year they raised $5,000 doing this big crawfish bash, basically. They just had a cook-off to see who could make the best one. People would donate money. Just turned out to be a pretty cool thing. The second year, they raised $50,000. The third year, which was this year, their goal was to raise $100,000, and they almost got it with $92,000. So shout out to them. I mean, it's awesome. They also made it into the Guinness Book of World Records, by the way, for the biggest crawfish boil, which is pretty awesome. Have you ever had crawfish, by the way?
Nah, well, I mean, on sushi.
On sushi? Okay.
Not like how they were doing it. So they were giving out free crawfish, and all you had to do was donate?
Basically, yes, sir.
Tim, we should do this. That sounds amazing. But free food can make me do anything.
Touche. No, I mean, and there's a pretty cool video too that I'm posting to the Facebook page right now, so you guys will check it out. We record before, you know, you guys hear this, so boom, it's on the Facebook page now. So if you guys have already seen it on our Facebook page, give it a like and a share, because I think it's a pretty awesome story.
You know it. All right, Tim, my first positive news story is kind of a follow-up. It's kind of a repeated one, but it has a little more information, so I wanted to talk about it.
Cool.
If I could find it on my Twitter feed. Boom, 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 boom. That's the way to be prepared, JP. That's the way to be prepared.
All right, we're all good, man.
So basically, New York Times said binge drinking has dropped among teenagers again. So basically, it's dropped every year from 1991 up to 2017 or 2016, because we 2017 is still going on. And the use of all drugs has dropped significantly, except marijuana, which has gone up amongst millennials. So whenever they say millennials aren't doing anything right, yes, they are. What they found is there's a reason for it. They said the kids in the higher socioeconomic status, they have access to better health information. And so whenever they get told in like fifth, sixth, seventh grade, like, binge drinking is really bad for you and here's why. And then they get told it every year. They get all these statistics, these drunk driving statistics. They realize, like, binge drinking is dangerous. People can take advantage of me. I can die. I can get in a car and kill someone. It's becoming less cool amongst kids. And so kids that are higher socioeconomic status aren't doing it. But the kids that are in the lower socioeconomic status, they're not binge drinking as much as well. But since they don't have access to that healthcare information, or maybe they're in worse situations in life where people are drinking every single day, they're still not binge drinking as much as their peers did in the past, but they're still binge drinking more than the higher socioeconomic classes.
Well, it's still definitely positive. You know, less teenagers are drinking, and that's a win for sure.
I mean, it just shows that, you know, better health, like just better public access to information and, you know, better sex education earlier on in kids works. So we probably should be cutting those from government programs, just saying.
If anything, we should be investing more money into them, just saying.
But good job, millennial teens, for not binge drinking as much as our idiot selves did. And you're like your parents and us. Because our generations were worse.
Tú sabes, you are not lying there.
What do you got, Tim?
Alrighty, man. Well, a 10-year-old black Labrador named Senna was given a hero's farewell before he was put to sleep after being diagnosed with bone cancer. So hundreds of people came out to this dog's funeral. They gave it a military funeral in Michigan just days after the owner, Lance Corporal Jeff DeYoung, that's a long name there, completed a bucket list for his beloved pet. DeYoung said he carried Senna across rivers that and threw his body over him while under heavy fire from the Taliban. After the retirement, DeYoung adopted Senna, who helped him deal with his PTSD. The reason I wanted to share this, obviously, I love dogs, but these military dogs, when they go into the military, I mean, they're really, really being used to search for bombs, drugs, look for people, all kind of different things, and they're putting their lives in danger just like, you know, the humans are. And at the exact same time, these dogs have owners that are in the military. They're being trained just like people that are in the military for certain things. And they go throughout their big part of their life, the beginning of their life, being trained and not treated necessarily like a pet dog. So the fact that they gave this dog a military funeral, I think is amazing, because he definitely was in the military from pretty much being born until he passed away. So shout out to them for giving this dog and everybody that showed up the respect that he definitely deserved.
You know it. And you know, I read an article in the Washington Post like 3-4 weeks ago. It's talking about how they found that like dogs can get PTSD too, which leads to your first positive news story about all the money getting raised for veterans with PTSD. So dogs definitely man's best friend, and they carry man's burden. So completely agree. Great positive awesome news story, Tim.
Word. What else you got for us, JP?
So Kenya has joined a growing fight against plastic pollution. They're going to basically ban, the ministry has banned use, manufacture, and importation of all plastic bags used for commercial or household packaging. And I think that's cool. A whole country is banning plastic.
That is cool. That's a start.
The hell of a start. I've done that in my own life. I don't use plastic anymore, ever, anytime I go to the store.
Man, that's awesome, JP.
I got two of those large bags you know, you can just like put them in, whatever. But sometimes, you know, you only need a couple of things from the store because, you know, that happens, it's life.
Right.
I never use a bag. I just carry them out. I get the meanest looks from the cashier, from people like, do you have a receipt? Like, yes, I have a receipt.
That's too funny, man. We're actually like at that point where we're stopping to use plastic as well, me and Edna. And we go to a couple different stores here, you know. When we go to Aldi's, they don't have bags there, so you have to bring your own in. So she's at the point now where I'm not going to use these old Walmart bags that I keep saving. I'm just going to buy one of those green bags and just keep using it. So we're definitely on that road to get rid of plastic in our household for sure.
Okay, so Tim, as someone that has some of those bags, let me give you some suggestions.
Yes, sir.
Thicker is better. And larger is better. Always. Always.
Always. Got you.
You don't want to get like a thin, like the thin ones, like they're easy to carry. If that makes any sense. Like they're easy to carry on you while you're shopping. But, ah man, ah. Those things do not hold up well. And the bigger ones, you can just put more stuff in. I'm just saying, it's better. Trust me.
Yeah, I hear you. I believe you.
So if you're listening to this and you want to help out the community, you want to help out the planet, one way to help out is just doing something small in your life to help, which is, you know, for us, not using plastic bags. If everyone does something, I mean, no one person can do everything, but everyone can do something. The quote I always say.
I love it too, man. I love it. That's one of my favorite quotes because you continuously say it and then I continuously realize, man, you're absolutely right.
What else you got, Tim?
Man, I actually have a pretty cool one. It's actually from Detroit, Michigan. It's actually like an older story, but they played it on Animal Planet not too long ago, and I found the video online, so I'm like, man, I'm going to talk about it. So this is a while ago. I'm not exactly sure when it was, but this chimp was in the Detroit Zoo, was actually drowning, and the zoo staff refused to go rescue it because chimps are really dangerous. They're a lot stronger than we are, so the fact that the chimp is drowning could easily hurt or kill somebody that's going out there to try to save them. And a man by the name of Rick Swope, a husband and a father of three, decided, you know what, I'm gonna do this. So he jumped into the exhibit, he goes into the water, saves the drowning chimp, and sees out of the corner of his eye an angry chimp running his way. I mean, he freaked out seeing this chimp. So he just ended up taking off on it. The chimp was okay, Rick was okay. I just thought it was pretty awesome because this is a man watching, and I'm not going to let this chimp die. I'm not just going to watch my kids watch another chimp drown to death. And he did what he could, not just for the chimp, but for his kids as well and for his family. And to me, he's a hero because he didn't just stand by and listen to the rules necessarily in a right way. Sometimes you got to know when to break them, and that was definitely a rule he should have broken. He's definitely a hero in my eyes for it. So if you guys want to check out this video, I will share it to the Facebook page again right now. So you guys have probably already seen it if you guys follow us on Facebook. And that's that.
Hold up. Time out. You're telling me this is in Detroit, right?
Yes, sir.
So a zoo that has chimpanzees in it, has water in their exhibit, isn't going to save them if they start drowning?
I mean, that's so basically what happened.
We're going to put you in captivity for your entire life in a small exhibit, and we're gonna put you with water and not save you if you get in the water. You did the what? What?
That's the negative truth right there for sure.
Well, you remember those little things, I guess, lifeguards have to have, like they're red, I guess they float, and they're there to like, you can like throw them out there so you can grab on.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't they just use one of those? I'm pretty sure the chimp is smart enough to grab onto something if it's drowning.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I bet they were just probably freaking out and just decided like, we don't know what to do. And I guarantee you probably that guy Rick was the oldest person there, the wisest person there. It was like, you know what, I'm not about to witness this. That's what I'm assuming.
On top of that, like, everyone's dangerous when they're drowning. That's why you have to get lifeguarding classes, because you can grab onto people and pull them down. Like, there's those stories of people doing triathlons and, like, the really good swimmers drowning because they try to help someone else and that person drags them underneath. Like, everyone's dangerous whenever you're drowning. You're not thinking rationally. You have no oxygen, literally.
Let him know, JP.
Just saying.
No, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, good job, Stafford. Good job. What was his name?
Rick Swope.
Yeah, you need a better job. Just saying. They're better at a higher integrity place. There we go.
I hear that.
All right, Tim. So my last positive news story is from a segment of The Positive Truth we haven't done in a while, where it's how did we phrase this? Something cool JP read this week. You know, I think we had a better name for it.
I think we did too. We'll figure it out. It's all good.
Something scientific I read this week. Scientific breaking fact. I don't know. Anyway. So you like Spider-Man, don't you, Tim?
Of course.
He's not as cool as the Flash, but he's pretty cool.
I mean, Spider-Man low-key was like my first favorite superhero.
Nice, nice. So what is some of, you know, little ability Spider-Man does to swing between the buildings?
No, he has those webs that he shoots out of his wrist, right?
Yeah, so you know scientists have never been able to like recreate webs, these spider webs that spiders can do.
Right.
We've had basically no idea. Well, researchers at Cambridge University have developed a process for making strong, stretchy threads in an environmentally friendly way. So they're using silk, water, and something else I can't find, and they've been able to recreate it for the first time ever.
Yo, I need to get bit by a spider. Where's this at?
It's just the web. They didn't recreate Spider-Man. Come on, Tim.
Well, man, I'm just saying that, you know, they probably already gave a shot to a spider that if it bites somebody else, they're going to become Spider-Man. All right. It's going to happen, man.
So this is what it's made from. It's lab-made fibers created from a material called hydrogel, which is 98% water, 2% silica and cellulose. And, yeah.
Apparently, do you know how strong
it is? That's the best part, Tim. Apparently, it's made of water, so it's just, man, it's just a strong, stretchy thread that's so strong it can make everything better. So they're saying it's going to improve Kevlar, improve any sort of, like, you know, those people that put on suits and go into radiation or chemical fields.
Right.
You can use it in those. It's just the fibers are so strong that basically every material that needs building, like textile materials as well, will be able to use this material. And since it's 98% water, it's completely biodegradable, so it's good for the environment.
Yeah, that's a win-win.
Absolutely. Now they just need to practice so they can make it on a larger scale.
For sure. That's awesome, and that's pretty dope.
Yeah, basically in 20, 30 years, stuff is gonna be made out of spider silk.
And hopefully we have a real life Spider-Man. Man, I liked it though, for sure. Well, my last news story, man, it's actually a follow-up. I don't know if we actually talked about this story, but I'm sure everybody heard about it, especially here in the United States. Baseball's real big. So about a year ago, there was a video that was going crazy. I believe SportsCenter actually shared the story. And this father surprised his son on his birthday with a gift of a baseball bat, right? The kid actually thought his father forgot his birthday, like didn't get him a gift. And there's a pretty cool video of like him kind of being sad. And then his dad gets out of the car and was like, well, go open up the trunk real quick. And, you know, records him opening up the bat, and kid cries, pulls it out, poses with it and stuff. And you just hear the father tell him, you know, I love you. You know, I got you. This is for you, son, you know. And it was just a heartfelt moment. It's a positive news story in itself. So now a whole year later, this kid's playing in a baseball game in July, you know, doing his thing. And with the bat that his dad got him for his birthday a year before, he swings, hits a home run, goes over the fence. And the coolest thing about this whole video, I'm sharing both of these videos onto our Facebook page. It'll be in one link. The dad is recording him swing the bat, hit the home run. The ball comes directly to his dad. His dad catches it while he's recording at the exact same time. And you can just hear the joy and just how proud he was in the father's voice. I got it, son. I got it. you did it, son. Good hit, son. I got it. And it was just one of those very special father-son moments that it's just, you can't really explain in words. It's something that you definitely got to see and hear. And check it out on our Facebook page. Again, I'm sharing it right now as we speak. I mean, it was super, super awesome. JP, I definitely want you to check it out because I know you're a sports fan. Well, you're a basketball fan. So I think you'll like it, though, for sure.
I've seen the video before because it was on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter.
Right, right.
Yeah, but that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I have, me personally, been to like a couple of baseball games. I've only been to one MLB game. I have never understood, maybe it's because my vision's bad, how people see foul balls or home runs coming at them. Because every time the baseball gets hit, it's just gone to me. I just can't find it.
Right.
So I have no idea how you record in one hand, catch with the other. I have no idea how you pulled that one off.
No, I hear that. That does sound a little difficult. And whenever you watch the video, you'll see, like, he definitely wasn't paying attention after the ball was hitting. Camera's going wild and stuff, but it's definitely cool.
Also, shout out to being able to hit a baseball that far. That's not exactly easy. I remember I did a, it wasn't a batting cage. It was like, oh, let's see if I can actually do this, kid that's never played baseball before. They're like throwing these little soft pitches and I was just missing completely. So not an easy thing to do. That is a once in a lifetime thing. Especially since it's like a year after that video came out. Which the original video is amazing. By the way. It's a really cool looking bat. If that makes any sense.
For the baseball fans out there, it does. For everybody else, we're just like,
I mean, I'm not even a baseball fan. I thought it looked cool.
That's what's up.
Tim, are we out of positive news stories?
Yes, sir, we are.
Do you have a quote?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I will tell everyone where they can find us at. You can find this positive news and all other kinds of wonderful things on YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, and SoundCloud. We're also on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter at @TPT_podcast. And Instagram at the Positive Truth. Gmail is thepositivetruth@gmail. And Captain the Dog is wanting to go outside because he has not sat still through this whole podcast.
Man, I was like, I hope everybody doesn't hear him, but he's going wild right now.
Tim, let's go play. Tim, let's go play. Come on, Tim. Let's go play. Let's go play.
He's looking at me and like turning his head towards the door, and I'm just like holding my, you know, like when you're in first grade, putting your finger over your lip, like shh. It's too funny right now. But before we get out of here, let me go ahead and tell everybody this quote real quick. This is something that I actually tell my runners, and I saw it online real quick, and I was like, wait a minute, let me go ahead and say this. But pain is temporary, quitting lasts forever. So whatever you guys are going through, whatever you guys are doing, it's tough right now. It may be, but at the end of the day, do not quit. Keep pushing forward, because once you finish it, you're going to feel so accomplished and so proud of yourself that how you were feeling won't even matter. That negative pain that you guys are going through will not even matter.
Whenever your crazy cross-country coach is having you run the 7 miles in the morning, it won't matter whenever y'all win state later on.
I hear you.
No, that's you, Tim. That's you.
I'm trying to be in denial right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're the volunteer for this little, for the backpack drive. Like, Tim, you already made us run 6 miles. What if we run some more? I was like, what? Tim already made y'all run? I was like, Tim, that's cruel.
They enjoy it, man. They enjoy it.
Okay. Sure. Well, on that note, we're out.
Stay positive.